I never realized how much I struggled with reading music and math worksheets and reading until I was going through this testing and realized how incredibly difficult it was. And to explain in words what I was seeing, I realized, wow, this sounds crazy. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Before we jump into the podcast, today's review of the week is for Math Like Keto. I'm relieved to find this podcast. No, I'm not the only one who struggles and finding great advice and support. Well, thank you, my dear. One of the best parts of community is knowing that we're not alone. And mama, I hope you too will go ahead on that iPhone of yours and give a review of the show, because every one of those ratings gives me a little ADHD hit of dopamine, and I so appreciate your encouragement. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. Have you always struggled with math or reading sheet music? Maybe you have Erlen syndrome as well. I was recently diagnosed in December of last year, and it has been eye-opening, to say the least. All these little pieces are coming together, and I can see why I struggled in so many places growing up, and you know what? I just worked harder. I muscled through it, and I figured out how to make it happen. But now that I know that I have this processing disorder, it's like, oh, well, this would have been a lot easier had I known, but here we are. And I want to share this with you in case this is something you're struggling with as well, or perhaps one of your kids is struggling with this, because at the end, I'll give you a couple of key things to look for that would signal that perhaps this is something you want to look into for either yourself or your kids. So what is Erlen syndrome? It has a couple names. It's also referred to as visual stress, scotopic sensitivity syndrome, and it is a perceptual processing disorder. It's not an eye problem. It's not an optical problem. Your eyes are fine. It's a problem with the brain's ability to process visual information. Now, this problem does tend to run in families, and unfortunately, it's not identified in any other standardized testing or medical tests, so very easy to fly under the radar with this one. I will link the website to Erlen.com so you can read more about it and do some of their self-tests on there as well. Erlen syndrome is where your eyes perceive the information correctly, but it's not being processed or like absorbed correctly in your brain. And there is a disconnect with how that visual information is used in your brain. Now, this is a very common comorbidity with both ADHD and autism, and it can also be mistaken for ADHD because you see the struggles with math and reading and attention. Some people with Erlen syndrome are diagnosed with ADHD but don't actually have ADHD. There's just a lot of overlap there. This is why I always say it's important to get a diagnosis from an expert who's well-versed in ADHD, because they can pick out the differences here where perhaps it is a visual processing issue and not ADHD, or could be both. So Erlen syndrome affects your schoolwork, your behavior, your attention, your ability to sit still, your concentration. It is a lot of work to process the incoming information, which means it's very taxing on your mind. And I can tell you that going through all this testing, I was so tired by the end of the test. And it was not a really long test, but it was so much work for my eyeballs to process
or not my eyeballs, my brain, to process the information coming in. Because again, everyone's Erlen can present slightly differently, but it's things where the print looks different than it actually does. So when you're reading words, for me, the words will float up and the words will drop back. And so the text moves around the page. I did not know that not everybody does that. Hello, that's a thing. It can also affect the way that you look at your entire environment, the way you see the whole environment. It can cause slowdowns in your reading. It could be inefficient. A lot of times you'll have trouble tracking from one line to the next, which means like when you get to the end of the line, your brain doesn't pick up the next line. It might pick up the same line again and you'll read that same line over, or you might drop down extra lines, so you'll skip lines. Obviously, that creates an issue with comprehension, eye strain. It can make you really tired, sort of like fatigues and headache. And then there's a frequent difficulty with math computations, trouble copying, like copying notes from the board to schoolwork on your like notepad, reading music. I'm like, what? Y'all, this is why I've had so much trouble reading music my whole life. Like, the lines move. Didn't know everyone else has done that. Or, I mean, I didn't know everyone else's lines didn't move. I'm like, y'all, I competed pretty highly in choral performance. And I'm like, I could have been so much better had I been able to read sheet music. All right, well, let's not get down that rabbit hole. And it can also affect us in terms of our sports performance, like depth perception, and we struggle with our hand-eye coordination. And then obviously, if you have all those struggles, you'll see low motivation, low self-esteem, a lot more stress. There's always more to the struggles that we have and then how it affects us as a person and our attitude and all that. One of the things that bothers me the most is actually light sensitivity. My husband is constantly joking about me and my sunglasses. I have sunglasses on all the time. I do not leave my house without sunglasses. I cannot see outside. It is too bright. A lot of times fluorescent lights bother me, like screens, and also driving at night. The headlights are extremely painful when I'm driving. Now, the very in-depth list of symptoms is on the Erlen website. So you can go in there and look at all these in detail. So don't feel like you have to remember all this. You can go and read it for yourself, haha, if you have trouble reading. But know that they do have a detailed list of symptoms for you there. So when I think about reading problems, the ones that are hardest for me is I lose my place a lot. I do tend to read in dim light because my eyes are overwhelmed by the light. So it's something you can look for in your kids is, are they reading in dim light? Skipping words, skipping lines, going slowly, misreading words. One of the, I guess, standout symptoms for me is that I see rivers in the text. So the spaces in between the words create rivers on the page for me. That was like the best description that I saw somewhere. I'm like, oh, rivers, that's, I have that. And you'll see that when in people's writing where, you know, I talked about earlier having trouble copying, but that means like you have trouble with spacing. Letter sizes tend to be inconsistent. Writing like uphill or downhill. An inconsistent spelling where sometimes it's right and sometimes it's wrong. The quote unquote sloppy or careless math errors. Not lining up columns. And when for kids, like it's showing that their grade does not reflect the effort they're putting in or their actual knowledge. I also see this in my clumsiness where I have difficulty judging distances. So I'm crashing into things a lot. If you have a lot of bruises for banging into things, it could be you. And one of the things that stood out to me when we were doing the testing, she was showing me different math worksheets. And to me, they were all jumbled up. Like nothing was lined up. And I was just like, oh, why would somebody do this? This is pure torture to read this math worksheet. Like, why can't they just line up the problems? It'd be so much easier. And I said that out loud. The lady who's doing my testing looks at me and goes, Patricia, they are lined up. And when she put the paper, like the edge of the paper on the column, I could see that it was lined up. But without that paper there, it looked like the text was like weaving back and forth. Like it wasn't a vertical column. It like weaves to the left and weaves to the right. I was like, oh my goodness, this is why I had so much trouble doing those timed math tests in fifth grade. Like this is a standout memory for me is that we had 5 minutes to do 100 math facts. And I could do the addition and the subtraction. But then when it got to the multiplication, it was way harder. And like even still, like most of the kids in my class got the addition and the subtraction on the first try, but I had to do them on a couple tries. And then I got to multiplication and it took me many tries. And then to division was like so many I don't even know that I ever passed the division one all year long. And there were kids that had lapped me and had gone through it and done it in 4 minutes. And then they would circle back and try to do it in 3 minutes. And I hadn't even finished the first set. And it was like a distinctive memory in my mind of like, why can't I do this? I know all these math facts. Why can't I do them fast enough? And now I can say it's a combination of both Erlan and ADHD. But yeah, it's one of those moments where you look back and you're like, oh, good Lord. Okay. So once you understand this information and you have your strategies in place, here is how you can improve. It can improve your comprehension. You can read faster and longer. You'll be more accurate. You have less strain and fatigue, less headaches, less migraines, improving like the flow and fluency with which you read. Also improving your motivation, obviously academic performance, improved attention and comprehension, improving self-esteem. Like across the board, this will make a huge difference. And it's actually some really simple changes that we can make to help with this. So the testing involves two different appointments. In the first appointment, I went and answered questions about my feelings on reading, like what parts were hard for me, where did I struggle, looking at different types of text, reading like a page full of words, and it's in a different language so that it makes it, oh, like you're not so much looking at the actual, like understanding the words, but looking at the actual letters and like, how are they moving? Where do they go? Do you see spots? Do you see clouds? Where do the letters go when you look at them? And we also looked at some math worksheets, pages that just had a bunch of numbers on them. That page like made my head hurt. It was the worst. It was like columns of numbers. Ugh. And then also looking at sheet music. So once the lady testing me went through all the different scenarios, she was able to determine, yes, I clearly do have Erlan syndrome. And then we went for the first step is one of the really great and like super easy treatments is choosing a colored overlay. It looks like an old school transparency, but they're different colors. They have like the whole spectrum of the rainbow to choose from. And the key is that when you're looking at the paper with the color that matches for you, the white still looks white, even though it has a colored overlay on it. So like when I put a yellow transparency over the text, it looks like it has a hint of yellow to it. But when I put my colored overlays, which for me is two blues and a blue gray, when I put those on top, the white paper, even though it's going through these colored plastics of different colors, like it still looks white to me. And that's like the key where adding that color literally changes the way that your brain processes the information. Like it's totally wild how our brain works. So that is a pretty easy thing to do. You can carry the overlays around, especially for kids in school, try not to lose them, and be able to read the text so much easier than before.
Do you wish there was a way to feel confident about your day? To know exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there, and what you need to do today. I know what it's like to buy 15 different planners and not use any of them for more than a week or two. When you're tired of disappointing your family, your boss, and yourself. Imagine with me that tonight, when you look back at your day, you know that you did the things on your to-do list. You showed up well. You feel productive and accomplished. That's why I created Daily Planning for ADHD Moms, where I teach you how to keep a calendar and organize your to-do list. When you learn these skills from another ADHD brain in super short videos, they finally make sense. So now you'll be able to keep up with the commitments you've made and feel confident in how you're organizing your day. You'll walk away with an easy to stick to 3-step system to keep up with your calendar and a simple way to sort through the giant to-do list and figure out what actually matters. Plus, we have a weekly accountability group so you can ask questions when you're stuck and jump back on the wagon when you fall off. Because you will fall off. That's just part of ADHD. But now you will know how to prepare for that. So if you're ready to figure out your day in a way that makes sense both for mom life and an ADHD brain, I want to help you make this happen. Join me at bit.ly/ADHD plan. That's bit.ly/ADHD plan. It's all lowercase letters. I cannot wait to see you feel confident and competent in how you run your family life.
Another simple way to help out is to just use colored paper. So for me, my color family just generally runs in the blues. So I now keep blue notepads on hand. I use blue paper in the printer, and that just makes it a lot easier. Like, it isn't like the best, but it's significantly easier for me to read those things than on like a white piece of paper. Now, I will say that after all this testing, like, my brain was so tired. I had a really awful headache because it was a lot of processing for me to look at all of these things that were knowingly very difficult for me. So, like, fair warning, afterwards, your brain hurts a lot. It's a little grumpy. Then I came back for part two, and this is optional, of course, but what I really wanted to do, which I felt was a better fit for having ADHD, was having the colored glasses. So I just got these in the mail a couple days ago, so I haven't used them for the full array of ways that I can use them, but I'm really excited. Like, I haven't driven at night with them yet, and I cannot wait to see if that makes a difference. But we actually go through and we looked at all these different lenses, the full spectrum rainbow colors that you can choose from, and we went through and figured out which colors created the best option for me in seeing things better. Now, unfortunately, there was one day I went, I was really just having a rough day. I didn't feel great. I was on my cycle. I had a really long day of a lot of computer stuff. My eyes and my brain were already tired. And when she was fitting me with the different lenses, like, I kept swinging back and forth. And finally, she was like, Patricia, I think we need to reschedule and try again on a day that you're not so tired because we're getting conflicting information. And I was like, okay, I don't want to do this again. But I also don't want to spend money on something that's not going to be the right fit. So I did go back for a second fitting on the glasses, and that one went way faster and far more useful. And it's everything from the different colors to the different opacity. So, like, how thick the color is, I guess it's a good way to say that. It's like the same shade of blue, but is it like lighter or darker? And also, like, we added in different things like, do you need the UV filter? Do you not? I ended up with, I think, 8 or 9 different filters on mine to create the end result. I think the most she's ever seen was 11. And she said the lady who runs the clinic was like 13, but most people don't need as many as me. But once we went through all that and put it together, it was like, this is the color that's going to fit. So you do need to provide your own frames. So you can go to any eyeglass place and get frames that you find comfortable. And you'd want the widest lens possible because you're trying to block out as much of the regular light that you can. And you can even do wraparound sunglasses if you are particularly sensitive. But you bring your frames in and they mail them off to the Erlen Center where they put them together and mail them right to your home. Now, I just got my lenses probably 3 or 4 days ago, so I haven't used them in all applications yet, but I'm already finding that they're a huge help for working on the computer and even reading. The overlays in books are definitely helpful, but using the glasses is just easier because they're already attached to your head. You don't have to worry about carrying things around and what have you. Now, I will say that mine are pretty dark, so it looks like I'm wearing sunglasses. So if I'm on like a Zoom meeting, I look very much like I wear my sunglasses at night, which is fine. I don't mind. Given the situation, it just depends. But I do find that they make general life a lot easier. Like, it's just all these tasks that were harder before are now not. Now, I am excited to try them in regular life for things like, I'm really curious to see if it changes my depth perception in terms of, like, you know how I was banging into things or opening cabinets. The other day I opened a cabinet, like the uppers, into my glasses. Like, granted, I don't normally wear my regular glasses around. I'm usually wearing contacts. But, like, how close was that to my head? That hit my glasses on my face. So I'm interested to see how that makes a difference. We'll see how that plays out. Another really helpful tool that I will tag in the show notes is that there is a website that allows you to download a color filter onto your screen so that you can turn that on and off as you're working. So I do have the blue filter, and that's a little bit harder for me to set for myself, like, what was the exact right color, but it's definitely better than a regular white screen. And it's really easy to swap in and swap out. You just do Control Alt I and it takes the filter off and you hit it again to turn it back on. So these are the main 3 helpful tools that you get out of it, is that you can utilize the filter on your screen, you can use the glasses for everyday life, and then the overlays for reading. I also got from my assessment a letter of accommodation. So if you need that for work or for school, it allows the institution to know what it is that you need it for and why you need it, which, you know, depending on where you are and perception, you may need that background. For me, obviously, I work for myself. I do what I want, and I don't need to prove anything to anyone at this stage in my life. But if you are in a situation where your child is at school or you're at work and they're like, why are you wearing these weird colored glasses? You have some paperwork to back it up. if you want to give it a try and see if this makes any difference for you, you can go to the Erlen website, which again will be in the show notes, and they have at the top of the screen on their website different buttons that you can click to choose different backgrounds for the screen, where you can see if a certain color just makes it easier for you to read. So in general, for me, things in the like gray, blue, purpley family are more helpful. Whereas like if I put like neon green, it's like, oh, somebody save me. It's awful. So you can play around with those different settings on their website as a really easy and quick way to try it out. They also have on their website some self-tests and a lot of good information. So you go in there and you can read all about it and see if this is something that seems to fit and will help you out. They have Erlen centers all over the US as well as international. So if this is something you want to look into, there's a good chance that there is one nearby you. Now, I do want to have a little word of caution here at the end, is that this is something we want to look for in our kids as well. As we mentioned before, it is hereditary, and you can look for some key things that might give you a little like, hey, red flag, that would help you look into this. The lady who was testing me, Marge, recommended one, you definitely want to keep an eye out in that third grade year-ish, in that vicinity, because this is when kids usually start to have trouble reading. Why? Because this is the point where in school you start switching from having like one or two sentences on a page to actual chapter books and reading in paragraphs. So whereas before, maybe they didn't have an issue tracking because there's only one line to follow, or there are a lot of picture books where they have colored backgrounds and it's not all on white paper with black text. There is a lot more variety, and obviously the stories are shorter. So this is that line in that like second to third grade area where things start to get more difficult, and all of a sudden the layout and the setup is adding to that difficulty. So that's usually when she said she sees kids start to struggle with their reading, which makes total sense to me. The things you can look for at home is that you'll see two big red flags, and that is one, we tend to read in dim light. So I am definitely one of those people. I tend to read in the dark. My husband's always turning on the lights, telling me I'm ruining my eyes. Well, it turns out this is why. And the second thing is that a lot of kids with Erlen, or even adults, will lean over their book and almost like hunched over their nose in the book, because it creates a shadow from the lights above, creating a more dim surface, and it's easier for us to read it. So those are the key things that you can look for. Again, that's around the third grade level, when, or whenever your child switches from the more like picture book easy readers to chapter books. The reading in dim light preference, and also leaning over to create a shadow on the page. Those are some easy things to look for with your kids. So, Mama, if this is something that is ringing true for you, please take a look, investigate it, because the more that we know about our brains, the better we can start to serve. And on one hand, it's like, ugh, another problem, another thing that's wrong with me. Ugh, why? But I can't focus on all the things that are wrong because I will never crawl out of bed, right? This is another tool that allows me to lead a better life. This is another way that I can do my work without having headaches, that I can enjoy music again. I love music, but it was always so hard for me to read music. I'm like love the actual like reading of music, and to have so much more ease in the task. It's like a little bit like ironic, because I was such an avid reader as a kid. I would devour books. I loved reading, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't difficult. You can really love something that's very hard for you to do. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Oh, and in true ADHD style, I forgot to tell you, overall, I spent about $1,000 on this process. I would say about half of it was on the testing, and then half of it was on the glasses fitting and actually buying the glasses. So unfortunately, it's not covered by insurance, but I'm counting this as an experiment to teach you all something new about your ADHD. So that way you know a little bit about what you're getting into before you head down that path. So successful, Mama. The more we can learn about our brains and the more we can understand how we function, the better that we can set up our life for success. I'm always cheering for you, and have a great week. I'll talk to you soon, successful mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.